This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to get to visit with Molly Gamble, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Healthcare. And Molly talks to us regularly about the key issues she's watching in healthcare, key stories, key trends. Molly, let me let you take it away. Take a moment to introduce yourself, and then if you could tell us, what are a couple of the key stories you're following now? We would love that.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. Like you said, Molly Gamble with Becker's. Been part of the editorial team for 12 years now and continually learning still, even after that time, about hospitals, health systems, healthcare at large, and talking to various executives. The first conversation I had recently, Scott, that I continue to find really interesting is as hospitals and health systems look to reduce expenses or costs. I spoke with Mike Dowling this past week about how challenging that is for health systems with their social missions in terms of gauging ROI and investments that might not have immediate ROI, but still can really help health of a community upstream and downstream reduce costs in the long run. And he was just telling me how careful he needs to be in weighing these decisions about what costs to cut, because you could really put yourself in a precarious position if anything touches care, if anything harms health in the long run. He also talked about this idea that the 1.2% margin, that is what Northwell recorded in 2021. And he says that's totally normal. That's the sweet spot where he wants the margin to be. In his words, we could make a margin of 5 to 8% at the expense of rolling back efforts to improve health in the community, which is a compromise that he finds unacceptable. So a piece forthcoming with Michael's thoughts on this. He had a lot of, I think, really principled things to say about cost reduction efforts and how to ensure that, of course, you're not, as he said, you can't cut yourself to success. You got to also make sure revenue is coming in and get creative about that. But I thought it was a helpful conversation in light of the renewed focus that health systems are placing right now on expense reduction.
No, it's fascinating. There's only so much you could cut without getting in the way of the actual mission of taking care of people. And so it's a constant challenge to try and figure out where there's room to cut and where there's not. And you can't fight, you can't sort of cut it in patient facing people. You can't often cut in IT areas. There's a whole lot of areas you can't cut people at all. And so it's very hard to figure out where to cut costs, especially when staffing is a big part of the cost. Molly, thank you for that. And what a great discussion with Mike Dowling. What else are you watching currently?
We're keeping an eye on some of the movement that's occurring at the top of big companies and big employers as they look to get more serious about reducing their healthcare costs for our employers. So we saw a leap this week or some movement from Walmart and JP Morgan. Walmart's head of their efforts, who's been with the company for about 2 years, is going to be joining JP Morgan. And Morgan Health, that's their offshoot that they started up in place of Haven, which you probably remember, Scott. So they started up and they are hired Dr. Cheryl Pegas. She will be joining as a senior, she'll stay on as a senior advisor to Walmart, but she will join Morgan Health and really try to help the venture group decide where to invest $250 million, what health companies are deserving of that those funds. And then also she's going to bring some clinical expertise to areas like mental health, diabetes, other chronic diseases. Walmart hasn't yet named her replacement or successor. So nonetheless, it seems like there's been a lot of movement. You're seeing folks move from one company to the other, and it's a pretty niche pool of talent still. So it's worth following where these people go and who replaces them.
Thank you very, very much. So we've talked about sort of like hospitals struggling to find ways to cut costs and the margins they live at. And you look at a person like Mike Dowling, who's very sort of empathy driven, trying to take care of the community, population health driven. He views it as the mission is not for profit to really take care of people before profits and just have enough profits to make it work. So he's not looking for big margins like a big for-profit company or publicly traded company. He's looking for margins that are enough to make it work to really take care of the community how they want to take care of them. You've also talked about this movement around amongst the JP Morgans, what was the former Haven efforts, the sort of Walmart and so forth, to try and figure out people to run these programs and ideas and invest money. Molly, anything else that you're watching closely?
One deal that was announced midway through this month that we're keeping an eye on is the merger between Stanford and Fairview. These systems tried to merge in 2013. They called it off shortly after it was announced, amid some scrutiny in the community at the local level. And so now they're giving it another go. And the Minnesota Attorney General is going to start opening up some forums for the community to give feedback and input on this deal, in addition to his investigation into its potentially anti-competitive effects. So those forums will start in 2023, in the first quarter. But it's kind of interesting, Scott, to see two systems about 10 years later try to merge once again. And this time we're going to see if it's a different outcome and if regulatory approvals occur for it. But it would create a 50-hospital system based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, called Sanford Health. So basically Sanford would consume Fairview, the brand, and it would be one of the largest providers in the upper Midwest. So another deal in the works that we're keeping a close eye on.
Yeah, but very important, as these health systems look at it, as though there's very much greater concern that they'll be able to survive unless they become, you know, too big to fail or have the resources and assets to be able to play through difficult and challenging economic times. So I think you really do see more and more of people looking at mergers and acquisitions again, consolidations again, for a whole bunch of reasons. Molly, thank you for bringing that sort of our attention too. Thank you very much. Again, Molly Gamble, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Healthcare, does a magnificent job. Thank you for joining us in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and have a wonderful holiday season.
You too. Thanks so much, Scott.